many Egyptians are not religious fanatics, and they had been fed a lot of propaganda against the Islamists for decades. They have also seen many examples of Islamist states that restricted personal liberties and undermined human rights. And so not everybody in Egypt is crazy about the Muslim Brotherhood or loves the Muslim Brotherhood. It was a difficult political decision. I have 50 million Egyptian registered voters, and only 23 or 24 million voted. And some went for the rival, Mr. Shafi, who represented the old regime, and some went to Mr. Morsi, who represented the Muslim Brotherhood. The two choices left in the eyes of the Egyptians symbolized what people didn't want in the Egyptian Revolution. The Egyptian Revolution had the following slogans: no to a Socratic state and no to a military state. The people were very scared, and they just felt that we have very limited choices. Women, cops, businessmen, liberals were not happy with choosing the Islamists, and they voted for Shafi. The whole election process reflected fear. It was motivated by fear. It was not motivated by democracy or anything. People voted for Shafi because they feared Morsi, and those who voted for Morsi did that because they feared Shafi, because they felt that he may take revenge against the revolution. He may recreate the old system of Mubarak with its corruption and violation of human rights. People followed the development yesterday for hours, even very late in the evening and until the early wee hours of the day. And they were look at the social network, Egyptian social network. It reflected frustration, disappointment, shock, fear, and not many people were happy. And you don't see people are jumping in the streets because we have, for the first time, a freely elected president, because that president does not promise respecting the universally declared human rights and personal liberties. He has been backed by an organization that has a history of terrorism. It had abandoned that, but its views and its interpretation of Islam are very special, and they do not reflect the general trend of interpretation in Islam. It is one thing that you love the hot chili. It is your right to eat hot chili, but it's a different story when you try to impose it on others.
But Professor Sadiq, Mr. Morsi, who is claiming victory in the runoff, was voted for by Egyptians. So why are they expressing concern that their lives will be negatively impacted by the policies espoused by the Muslim Brotherhood? They knew what they were going to get in the first place.
In one sense, it is a victory for the Egyptians because it beats the counter-revolution, because his rival, Shafi, was backed by the old regime and the remnant of the old regime and businessmen and the now defunct Democratic Party. So in that sense, it is a victory. We did not elect the same system. We got someone from outside the system. So this is a very important positive. But at the same time, Mr. Morsi is the product of a totalitarian ideology. He had been working for a party and an organization that has a special view about how things should be done. And that may affect personal liberties and human rights, the status of women, the rights of minorities, and also democratization process. Is this in the first freely elected democratic election in Egypt, and that is the end, and after they come to power, you will not be able to remove them? There are fears that you cannot remove any Islamist state. Remember, the religious state in Iran. Can the Iranian people eliminate their government or change it through democratic, freely democratic election? Remember what happened in Iran 2009. can the people in Afghanistan unseat the Taliban without American invasion? It is not easy, as you can do it in a secular dictatorship where you can have demonstration and get rid. A Socratic state would turn all the opposition and brand them as infidels and undermine them and can do a lot of things. So a lot of people fear about Egypt, that Egypt is going into a dark age under this regime that had not shown any sign of accepting general principles of human rights. It can be that the process can be gradual. We have seen, for example, performance in the now dissolved Egyptian parliament. They went first after porno sites, banning porno sites. That would be the beginning of curtailing freedom of expression. So today they will tell you this is porno site, we have to cut it. Then later on they would go after sites, newspaper, media that would attack them or attack Islam, what they consider attack against Islam or against Egypt or against the government. So that would be the beginning of totalitarian rule.
Professor Sadiq, there are some who express concern about the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood might not necessarily uphold the relationship with neighboring Israel. Are there any concerns about that? Because the Muslim Brotherhood has said that it will keep old agreements with Israel.
I would take the word on this issue as correct because of one thing. The Arab Spring, the whole idea about the Arab Spring has to do with facing the internal corruption and the domestic situation, not the foreign policy. I don't see that anybody from the Muslim Brotherhood or any, even if Mr. Shafi had come to power, would be interested in picking up a fight with Israel or any neighboring country. Foreign policy for the time being is a state of a freezer because there is more priorities. The priorities are internal situation in the country. And so I don't think that they will open this field at all. You may have some rhetoric here and there, but it is not going to be a leading issue. If you look at the publicity campaign for Mr. Shafi and Mr. the foreign policy portion is maybe less than 5%. It was not radical in any way. I don't see any Arab Spring country radically changing the foreign policy in any direction. Egypt has not restored, for example, its relationship, diplomatic relationship with Iran up till today. Its relationship with the Gulf are very important, with the EU, the US, Israel are still the same. I don't see any changes happening. And by the way, his sons are American citizens. So how come they will be against America or against Israel? I don't see that this is going to happen at all, at least in the next few years. In the next few years, Egypt is so busy and engrossed into its own domestic issues and development and putting the house in order to care about foreign policy or any foreign adventures in the neighborhood.